Addressing reporters in Juba on Monday, President Salva Kiir ordered the National Security Service to declassify all classified data at their disposal about the 2013 and 2016 civil wars in order to foster transparency.
For the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement to be genuine, we need transparency on the root causes of the conflict. It is for this reason that I am directing the National Security Service and its partner, the BRL law firm, to declassify all information about the conflict's genesis in their possessions, intercepts, audios, and personal accounts. This is very important so that the people of South Sudan know the truth and judge for themselves.
Paulino Lukudu, a member of parliament representing Central Equatoria State in the Council of States, says it's the mandate of the hybrid court to look into classified information.
Declassifying the information and mentioning the individuals which are involved in the crisis of 2013 and 2016 will not stop the hybrid court from doing its work, but there is no element of accountability. And I believe that the only institution mandated by the agreement to do accountability for the crisis is the hybrid court of South Sudan, and it is only the hybrid court that can sound justice to the crisis that had happened.
Lukudu says it would have been much better if the president held a news conference together with first vice president and leader of the SPLM-IO, Riek Machar, to show the goodwill President Kiir reiterated in his speech on Monday.
The public wanted to see both President Salva Kiir and his first vice president, Dr. Riek Machar, to come in front of the public and come with one press conference addressing the nation, because the public wanted to see the two leaders working together. The two leaders have a unified command of the army, and the two leaders work on all the chapters of the agreement in its implementation, in letter and in spirit. And this is what the citizens of South Sudan are asking. They are not asking for so much, but they wanted the guns to be silent. They wanted peace.
In Monday's speech, President Kiir stressed the need to set up a commission for truth, reconciliation and healing to document complaints and eyewitness reports from victims of the 2013 and 2016 violence.
We are aware of and acknowledge the views of those who see the establishment of hybrid court for South Sudan as the priority. However, we also strongly believe prioritizing punitive justice will take away from the goal of reconciliation, which is what is needed the most in our country.
Albino Akol, the Secretary General of the other political parties, says any attempt at reconciliation without giving people a platform to seek justice or without trying the perpetrators of crimes will not achieve sustainable peace.
For principles of reconciliation to take place and to bring a meaningful reconciliation whereby people will not go back to war or to even to conflict, the court must be there to listen to whoever wants to raise some of these grievances to the court, must be there. And this court is what the agreement referred to as the hybrid court. And all of us, we had agreed, all the parties who signed the agreement agreed to form or to establish this body.
According to Chapter 5 of the peace agreement, the hybrid court is supposed to be an independent court established by the African Union Commission to investigate and, where necessary, prosecute individuals bearing responsibility for the violations of international law and applicable local laws of South Sudan. The peace deal states that the hybrid court of South Sudan shall have jurisdictions with respect to crimes amounting to genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and other serious crimes under international law, as well as gender-based crimes and sexual violence. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.